Dearest Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact. KeithandtheGirl.com/live video to interact with everybody else watching us and listening to us. I got Spooky here, Matthew's here, Potatoes here. Potty super potty. I'm being told this from people in the chat. McNally and his girlfriend, Ian, they're not together anymore.
Mm. Are they not together, not together?
I don't know.
I think...
Just telling you what I heard. What do you know?
I know he was in the chat, and I know that there's a calendar that somebody's made that I guess you can get in on and bet on the
breakup,
the potential breakup.
He knows about this. This is what was being discussed while he was saying, by the way,
I let him know that the calendar is in existence. Wow. I don't know if he can make a fake name and get in on the action or something.
Is this like an NCAA tourney? Can I choose can I choose multiple dates and like place bets on multiple days?
I didn't make the calendar. I don't know the rules, but sure, I don't see why you don't try to get in on it.
Wow.
What do you say was the biggest reason?
I had talking confidence, but what he said in the chat was they got in a fight, and he was having trouble coming up with something to tell her, and it upset him. Name one good day that we've had.
Name one good day as a couple that we've had together. Oofa! Wow, that's a zinger.
Had any holidays occurred?
There was the first day they hung out wasn't a good day.
You know what?
Response. I told him what he should have said. Every day, baby, that I woke up and was with you the whole day and laid down next to you, that was the best day I ever had.
Well,
I would have seen that.
Yeah, no, come on.
Coming from McNally,
right?
Well, I don't know. I never dated McNally,
blown her
but
away.
No, Ian's not retarded. I met her, and so did you. That's retarded.
But McNally does like to stick to his stubbornness. If he did say
He's
something
tenacious.
Like that, it's pretty.
I'll tell you what. I'd be upset if a girl said to me, "Name one good day we had." I think I'd be like, "What the fuck? One good day."
He could have named one.
A lot of those days we were fucking.
I feel like that's such a toss-away thing, name one good day. Obviously, nobody means that. It's not a nice thing to say, but who means that?
That translation of name one good day we had is, let's find a reason to break up.
And by the way, they were over for ribs. The two of them were over for my wedding. That wasn't a good day? Now I'm offended.
Oh, yeah, the day that she came over to be on the show and talked about her rape. That was the best day of her life.
That was a good day. Everybody loved that day. Everything's not about her. That's what this girl needs to understand. All right, well, what can I say?
I guess. See how that turns out. I don't know. Again, I don't know for sure. I'm not up to date, I guess. But
I got to, I wish he was here. I wish we were yapping to him. But we're going to be in England and Israel, so I can't. So I got to throw out these half-truths I know before it's too late. Not going to be totally wrong. I have no idea. By the way, the show, of course, always starts with a prayer because we all believe in the one true God, Jesus Christ. We went and saw the Bill Maher movie today, Religious. Everybody except Spooky that's in the room. I find Bill Maher a little too smug with his stand-up and on his HBO TV show. Before that one, it was on ABC. I like him. He's smart, but he rubs me the wrong way in a way that I can't look past.
I feel the same way. It's like I know that he's intelligent. I know that he doesn't just look up his side. I know that he's, when he speaks from real knowledge. But just the constant smirk on his face annoys me, and I switch a channel.
He knows he's smarter than everybody.
Right.
He knows this.
That is why I didn't show up for the movie. I decided to sleep in.
However,
I went to the movie, and I want to marry it.
Really?
The movie.
This movie is fantastic.
Should I be offended?
If, God forbid, something doesn't work out between us. Not a polygamist.
Bill Maher is the new girl.
I like that movie a lot. And you think, what can it be about? He's going to shit on religion. And so I didn't know. For example, Penn and Teller's bullshit. I thoroughly enjoyed, I said this before, first season, maybe the second season, I forget. I really liked them. Then lately, after that, they haven't been even trying with their bullshits. And they did one once on the Bible's bullshit, a two-part episode. I'm like, what, in an hour you're going to explain that the Bible's bullshit? Okay, I'll watch that. My dad was a priest. I was raised Catholic, obviously.
However, most people that go through this, like, to prove one side. And obviously, Bill Maher is one-sided on this. It's not a, right. It's not a real documentary.
He doesn't believe in religion,
like,
of course.
He's not really looking for, is Jesus Christ real? It's ridiculous. He knows it. And right. It's a movie, obviously. You can't, nobody's changing their minds about religion
based
on this.
It's like a Michael Moore
movie,
only not
except
as...
Except it wasn't, and that was the good part of it. So I didn't expect, like, you know, to go, the whole way, because what's the point? I don't believe in it, and nobody's going to change my mind. Who cares? But this, and the problem with these movies is sometimes people have the access to the people who sound ridiculous or, you know, just have extreme views or whatever, and they just ask them, like, pretty much sarcastic, smug questions that don't have an answer. They're not waiting for an answer. They're just being obnoxious. And it's just, it's annoying to watch because it's like, well, now you're making our side look bad. You're not really looking for information. You're not really looking to uncover anything. And it's just annoying.
On shows normally.
On shows normally.
I'm watching the one on the Bible. And
for bullshit?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, this is going to make the news. You know, you're able to just go, here's the proof that there was no God, Jesus Christ. And they go, all right, so this God was born human out of a woman that never had sex. Come on! That's stupid! All right, next thing. They parted the Red Sea. Use your brain!
Yeah,
bullshit!
And we know Penn and Teller are going to be like, we don't believe in this. So did you just go, hey, you could just list. We could just read. We don't believe this, that, the next, whatever. But... that doesn't make it interesting. I don't believe it either. A bunch of other people don't believe in it. Some people do believe in it. It's that. It's the thing that makes it entertaining. That's what's hard to attain when you make this movie, because it really is people hardcore believing one way or another. Now make it interesting. Who cares? I refuse to get into conversations with people about religion anymore because what am I proving to you?
Right.
Well, I'm going to change your mind. Why do I care? I understand from people if they so believe in certain things that I'm like, wow, I know I can't be friends with them.
Yeah, just recognize the character flaw and move on to another person.
Exactly.
It does get ridiculous. But I'll tell you what, I learned things from this movie about things other people believe. Of course, it didn't make me believe in religion. It's not going to make people that do believe in religion change their mind. In fact, it's only going to make them stronger. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is even more fantastic for no fucking reason. But I think the point of the movie was, hey, a lot of you, 20% of you, don't believe in this bullshit, but you're too scared to say. And how about feel free to say and don't hold back about all this hypocrisy and ridiculousness. That's what I just got what the movie's about, or what the movie title means, you know, ridiculous and religion.
Oh, I didn't get that, honestly.
But
did everybody else get that?
Yeah.
You did?
I read it.
God damn it. I hate that, because I knew, I didn't even really think about it, but I'm like, I know this title is something that I'm just not aware of.
And I just thought the movie theater spelled it wrong.
I just think it's so funny. I'm like, I really need to understand the points of views, and meanwhile, I'm like, I'm so ignorant of this title. Who cares?
I know that Bill Maher's into porn, so I initially thought it had something to do with Caligula. So I was like, eh.
I love how Bill Maher is the one person into porn.
No, I know that he's very into porn.
A lot of you listening won't be able to get this movie in your small town.
Yeah, no, it will not screen.
Oh, wow, I didn't
even
think
about
that.
Yeah, of course not.
For sure.
I'm surprised there aren't more protests that I'm hearing about.
I went to YouTube and I have this thing with TV shows. I got to see the first minute or the whole thing's ruined. So I missed the first minute of this movie, which I could tell by what credits are coming up. That I really didn't miss anything. But I'm curious, what was the first word he said in the movie? So I go on YouTube, and the first thing I see is, do not see this movie. You know, that's all I'm seeing is protests and little things like
Which
that.
Which is like free, in this case, is definitely free publicity for the movie.
Sure.
Right.
The thing that I thought was interesting about it...
By the way, just on that subject, if they made an anti-Holocaust movie, The Holocaust Never Happened, watch this movie and I'll prove it to you, I wouldn't protest.
Why are you interested to see? You know, you're so disgusted you're not going to see? See it. Yeah. I would see it. I'd see any side. I really would. I really would. When people... we talk about, you know, Sarah Palin's the big thing we've been talking about lately, and people write in about how biased I am. I'm the opposite. I'm willing to see the sides. You don't just start protesting. You don't learn anything.
By the way, JB from Florida says Keith liked the movie. This must be awesome.
Do I seem this way? Like, I hate everything?
You hate everything.
You admit it. You're like, I'm officially a curmudgeon. I am an old man. I now go into movie theaters thinking I hate this movie before I even start.
Very narrow, specific line of taste, and it has to be like a thinking, intellectual movie
involving
something political. And
you will not get this right.
That's
not
true.
No.
Really?
There's
you think that Keith needs a narrow, political, something thinking kind of movie?
Somehow you're being insulted, babe, but don't be insulted.
No, don't be insulted. You shouldn't be. I'm just saying
like
this he does not has no idea of
your Lives for Lambs and that one movie about the CIA turncoat.
It's not that. He also liked that fucking what's-his-face who keeps going to jail for drugs guy movie. God damn it.
Good point, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not a comment.
I mean, Rock of Love is not political nor narrow-minded.
Nor a movie.
Agreed, but it's not as if he's in his motion picture entertainment. He needs something that is entirely political, I guess.
Iron Man.
I don't want to accept your apology. I don't care. I do think that...
Wait, I hated Iron Man.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
I despised it.
Oh, look at the hate. Look at the hate.
Despised it. That America enjoyed this movie so much really makes me think people are just fucking stupid.
Okay, something dumb is reminding me you like The Incredibles.
I love The Incredibles.
It's not, really it was good. Awesome.
It's so political.
I'm not saying...
I think we knew it was about the Holocaust.
I know what you're saying, Spooky, but the problem
he
is...
He likes a type of movie.
But it's not...
And it's a surefire genre that he...
No, you should be ashamed of liking things, Keith.
It's not a genre. That's the problem. If it was a genre, it'd be a lot easier to go to the movies and go, you're going to like this, you're not going to like this. It follows a pattern that's only in Keith's head.
Charlie Wilson's War.
The pattern is, I'll tell you, the pattern is everything has to be completely retarded and go with the same sort, the same kind of retardedness. Or if one thing is retarded, but the next thing is a different kind of retarded, it doesn't go.
Yes. For example, what was on TV the other day? Kill Bill. Everybody seems to love Kill Bill. I don't. I don't like that you're fighting and then all of a sudden you can fly and then you go back to regular fighting. How about you just fly the whole fucking time and you
it's
won't have to turn it into two movies? I don't like inconsistent movies.
But it's silly inconsistencies that he can't shake off and it'll ruin the whole movie for him.
I was going to say that Keith only likes movies that passionately align with his ideology, which is true of every person usually.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I really do. I really think so. I think that as long the consistency has to do with his ideology.
We can do a whole show about what Keith likes.
Keith's taste.
I like good shit.
Taster's choice. Keith.
Taste it like what? How do you mean?
Like what? What kind of taste of other things do you like?
I'm not following.
I'm not either.
No, and you can't just say I like good shit. That is not the criteria on which you're
America's standards are just lower, and people are saying they like shit, or they're lying, or they're saying they really like something.
They have different tastes than you.
Keith and I very much don't agree on taste for lots of stuff, but I respect Keith's taste in the sense that he is unwilling to accept garbage that is just trying to placate him or trying to like...
Wow, congratulations, Keith.
Whatever, most people are just like, oh, it's entertainment, I'll enjoy it, man. I'm cool with it.
Speaking of religion, a Muslim cleric in Saudi Arabia has called on women to wear a full veil, which also reveals only one eye. Now they don't even want women to be able to have...
perception.
Right, to use two eyes. And this is something, when they walk around, they think they're being suggestive with both eyes. You need one eye to see, so we'll give you one eye.
So they can't wink.
Right. They're just blinking now. Amazing. And in any way, this can be defendable?
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. No, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie very much. By the way, speaking of Rock of Love, we were saying about this. There's Rock of Love 3, where they're on the tour bus. Totally different from Crazy Bitches in the House, because it's Crazy Bitches on a tour bus. And supposedly, and they won't, supposedly they might shut down production because the bus ran into two people and killed them.
Oh my
shut
God.
VH1 and Rock of Love star Bret Michaels, the fantastic Bret Michaels, have suspended production on the latest edition of Rock of Love after two college students were killed by a truck connected to the show. Yasmin Jackson and Cavetta Davis, both students at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, were killed last Friday when a truck delivering sound equipment for Rock of Love bus swerved across Interstate 57 in Southern Illinois and plowed into Jackson's SUV. The truck also hit a pickup truck, severely injuring a Florida couple who were airlifted to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. Police say the truck's driver, Dennis Hernandez, fell asleep at the wheel. He's been charged with driving on a suspended license and several other traffic offenses. So because of that, they're debating about doing the show. But of course, they're going to do it. And they should.
Right.
This guy, though, I really think locked away, locked up and put away the key. People seem to be confused, I see on the forums, like, is this the first election Keith's going to vote? Keith's a Democrat, Keith's this and that. I'll tell you what Keith is. Keith is a registered Republican. When I have to pick, because you have to pick one, I believe. You can go independent, of course, that's silly goose.
So I pick, I'm registered independent.
I know, silly. So you could pick Republican or you pick Democrat. To me, Republican are tougher on crime. They say what's on their mind more. Democrats, at least then, were just big pussies that didn't stand up for themselves. So I picked Republican. However, I'm not blinded by the fact that Sarah Palin, for example, is a fucking idiot. When I read news stories, my crime on how people should be punished is definitely harsher, and I think you would attribute that to the Republican side, of course, more than the Democrats. Keith Justice, that makes sense. That'd be more a Republican point of view. I think this guy from Rock of Love should be shot. I think.
Why is that?
You have a suspended license. You may not drive. You're driving anyway.
I should be shot.
And then he fell asleep on top of that, which maybe points to why he had the suspended license in the first place. But especially when you're a truck driver, there's a huge, huge, huge thing. There's even, I think, like federal laws enacted that say you can only drive something like 8 or 10 hours a day and only so many days in a row or whatever to fight driver
what
fatigue.
What do they say about what if you're on coke? Because you can stay up a lot longer.
If he's a truck driver, that's something they've already got. Recognized the problem and fixed it, and well, he violated that as well as the license.
Well, Keith, I've definitely drove you, and you know that I didn't have a license.
If I wasn't fucking you, you should be locked away if you get caught.
Well,
sure,
you can't just say that.
I
whatever
can't just
your
say
law
that?
Is has to go to your wife, your kids, everybody.
Yes, then we'd fix your license faster, wouldn't we?
Oh, I see.
All of a sudden, I don't know why people think this too. When I make up how I think laws should be. Well, you're in jail, this person's in jail. I'm like, I don't know, I'll get my shit together first, obviously.
I guess.
I'm sorry, I gotta put my wife in jail. Sorry, gotta do it. Gotta show people that I'm dead serious. Here's some other stories, and you guys tell me if you think... see how you know Keith. What would I do for punishment?
Is this the What Would Keith Do section?
Yes.
Okay.
A man stole $8,000 worth of bills marked with good luck messages from
Dead.
The wall of the Homestead restaurant in California and was caught when he tried to use the cash to pay off court fines. Clerks got suspicious when they saw the word Hempstead written on several of the bills.
He's just dead, like, out of stupidity.
I was just going to say, dead not out of theft,
I say
out of stupidity.
Castration.
Castration I like. Castration I like a lot.
Great. Keep things like spooky.
An Iowa man was charged with assault after he wrapped his arms around a cop and told him he needed a hug. Not surprisingly, the 21-year-old was drunk and embraced the officer after being told to get away.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm saying, oh, the cops, you can't even hug a cop. You can't hug a person that doesn't give you permission. A cop, sorry to say this, is a person. Yes, you should absolutely be put in jail.
Also, hugging, it's like, how does he know your intention is to hug?
Yeah, you got a There's hand a behind my back now.
Yeah, you're a little too close. I can't reach things.
An 89-year-old German woman who slashed the tires of people who parked in her driveway was ordered to knit sweaters for the victims.
What?
Authorities decided on the punishment when they realized that she didn't have the money to pay a fine. Again, 89 years old. When she's knitted the sweaters, then the matter will be over for us.
Time out. She's 89 years old. She doesn't have the money, but she had the strength to slash tires.
Yes.
That is amazing.
I believe she's in the right.
I believe she's in the right also.
Don't park in somebody's driveway.
I agree. Get out. I don't think slashing tires will help somebody get out of your driveway, but...
I'd quit parking there. You know, I don't park where we happen to get two flat tires recently.
And tires are disposable items on a car, more or less.
They're pain in the
it's
ass.
Not like she took a baseball bat or actually broke the car itself. It's just...
It's a couple $100 for a couple tires.
But it's still something you can replace.
I'm just saying a lot of things you can replace. I don't want to because it's a lot of money. I don't want a sweater from this old woman either. Why would I want a sweater? What are you knitting me?
Maybe they're real good sweaters. I don't know.
That's so stupid.
Think about how strong her hands are.
I know. It'll take her a year. She'll die
no
way.
She slashed the tires, right?
All right.
She'll knit you like 50 sweaters in 2 hours.
A Staten Island couple whose vicious pit bulls literally tore the flesh off a 90-year-old World War II veteran have been slapped with manslaughter charges in their horrific death. Good.
I love how they say that. Like, he didn't die at war. and like
You know what? I think it's necessary to say it does add a little bit of like, holy shit, you survived World War II and then you got killed by a dude's dog. I think that should go into account for the. I think the jury needs to hear that this guy was a war hero. I think you get a little extra bonus onto the punishment. A grand jury indicted these people, 28 and 37, of failing to properly restrain the dogs named Popeye and Brutus before the canines.
Wow.
Yeah, when it went to the neighbor's yard.
Wow.
There's evidence from numerous witnesses that the dogs were freely roaming the neighborhood. The grand jury was not able to hear from the victim, even indirectly, because doctors placed him in a medically induced coma within hours of the attack. He then died without regaining consciousness.
Oh, my God.
That's how you lost it. That's how you lost it.
At 90 years old.
90 years old.
You know Jeff Ross's joke about, like, oh, my aunt was, like, 95 or something when she died. Oh, what'd she die of? What the fuck do you think she died of? And then it's a pit bull.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, stop it. Stop with these pit bull pets. It's so cute. Look what I can get as a pet, a snake with teeth. ten extra bucks, they don't take the venom out. Piranhas in my kitchen. Oh, I'm in jail now. In Australia, a 7-year-old boy broke into a popular Outback zoo. Yeah, fed a string of animals to the resident crocodile and bashed several lizards to death with a rock, the zoo's director said Friday. Spooky is reported as very happy, as no frogs were injured. Oh, that's interesting. A 30-minute rampage caught on the zoo security camera happened early Wednesday after the boy jumped a security fence at the Alice Springs Reptile Center in Central Australia. The child then went on a killing spree, bashing three lizards to death with a rock, including the zoo's beloved 20-year-old goanna, which he then fed to Terry, an 11-foot, 440-pound saltwater crocodile. He's just taking animals and feeding them to the alligators.
Wow.
You're not going to end up normal, man. Wow. The boy also fed several live animals to Terry by throwing them over the two fences surrounding the crocodile's enclosure, at one point climbing over the outer fence to get closer to the giant reptile. In the footage, the boy's face remains largely blank. It looks like he's playing a video game. By the time he was done, 13 animals worth nearly $5,500 has been killed, including a turtle, bearded dragons, and thorny devil lizards. Wow, with names like that.
I like the fucking price tag on them.
Is this guy, like, how old is this?
Seven years old.
And this is at night? Like, how did he even...
And
I don't think it was at night. I think it was like on an off day before they opened or something like
how
that.
How long was somebody not watching a 7-year-old?
He was only in there for like 30 minutes.
That's 30
minutes
is a long time. To not know where your 7-year-old is.
Well, yes. 7 is about that age. Well, I don't know.
No,
what was
it's
the
not.
Name of the really old lizard? Terry?
There's the,
Yeah, the 20-year-old goanna.
Yeah, are you sure the kid
didn't Terry's a crocodile, but yeah.
Oh, okay. He tried to climb the fence to get in closer to the big crocodile. I say let him.
I say that the really old thing that he fed to the crocodile probably wanted to die and asked him to kill it.
Right. Police are unable to press any charges because he's under 10, but the zoo wants to sue the boy's parents because somebody needs to be responsible.
I don't agree with that. If I was the judge down there, I would make the kid work weekends at the zoo for like a year.
A year is a very long time for a 7-year-old.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and
it
so is.
So
is like criminal trespassing, jumping in with like dangerous animals like crocodiles and...
Yeah, but don't forget that you're now also punishing the parents for a very long time. You can't take every weekend out of a 7-year-old. You can't. The 7-year-old doesn't
know... But putting somebody in jail because they're dogs, they were out of sight for however long.
I say castration.
I like castration. I agree. Because there's evil in that boy.
I know.
7 years old. That's third or fourth grade.
No, it's like first
He's
or second
a lot
grade.
Of
the evil
animals.
Is in his balls.
It's first or second grade. It's very, very young. He's
I
just
pictured he's
how
a
to...
prodigy. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe second grade then.
Spooky, how come you're not disgusted by this?
I am disgusted by it.
But
I don't think you should
hilarious.
Execute it. Well, it's hilarious because...
Because you didn't make friends with the animal like you did that frog. Right?
Right.
Toad.
You guys didn't.
That's
a toad. A toad! Wow, I was an asshole. A toad?
That's why it's like, frog? What are you talking about?
I don't even know the story. Two armed robbers in Malaysia had to leave behind half of their $1.3 million booty because their getaway car was too small. The crooks had stolen the car before robbing an armored van at a mall, netting 9 bags of cash. Police chief says, the bags are quite big. I consider them quite stupid. Their planning was very short-sighted. Yeah. Okay. They only have a half of $1.3 million. The real dummies. You really got to throw that in there. You ask me, I think they're dummies. Not our security on this van.
Hey, they might want to wait until they're caught to say
that. Right. They could have had the dummies. Like, oh, well, I do feel stupid. Do you think we're stupid? Should we give the cash away back? I feel kind of fucking stupid. Oh, well. But anyway, I guess I'm very deep. You can't tell what movies I like. You can't tell where I'm going to stand on all these different issues.
Oh, I was just clearing some of the feedback, and I'm glad you said that, because yes. Lucifer from Hell is saying, Keith says I like good shit, but he likes Poison and all his bullshit nerd music.
What's nerd music? Fucking rock and roll, heavy metal's now nerd music? No, we were listening to that music while I was shoving your head in a fucking locker. Nerd!
I look, the kid with Coke bottle glasses.
As much as I do agree that fucking Poison is bullshit, I really don't understand the nerd music comment.
I don't understand.
He's right. It wasn't nerd music. I think it was shit, but it wasn't nerdy.
Your hottest chicks were into that music. The Tesla, Skid Row.
The hottest chicks.
Absolutely.
He means ripped acid wash and high bangs.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the hottest chicks in Pennsylvania.
Oh, there were some fine ones.
They were
boxy.
No, there were no fine girls.
They all looked like David Lee Roth.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I love that fucking clip. Woo. I love it. Oh, they saved the simple life.
Lucifer saying maybe in 1980 it was cool. You actually just negated everything you tried to do.
Maybe.
Yes, in 1980 it was cool, actually. So now you can go fuck yourself.
I was six. I'm 6 years old going to these concerts. 1980. All right, so anyway.
Jeremy saying Sarah Palin was a Skid Row girl. You can tell.
You couldn't tell that.
Hell yes,
you
she tell was. That. She's got the saggy ass and bangs to prove it.
Yeah, I saw the debate. What did Keith think? I wonder when you guys, some of you are watching the debate and you're like, Keith thought Sarah Palin would be an idiot, but she owned it. Owned it. Every magazine pun headline, no baked Alaska. I don't really get it.
I don't really get it.
I've never called an idiot a baked Alaska in my life. I guess she's from Alaska.
Why didn't they put something in about lipstick at least in the headline?
Right. Looks like they prettied up this pig. Something like that. Like, I would get that.
You like that show's a little more biased than pun.
They're all saying,
Biden did good because of this and this and that. She did good because she wasn't a complete fucking embarrassment. That's what all these pundits are saying.
Interview. Yeah, I mean, that's really what I thought. I watched it, honestly, expecting to see a ridiculous train wreck, possibly a girl crying and running off stage.
Me right, too, just, which I was so excited about.
But just because she didn't do that, that doesn't mean she did a great job and she's what they're calling now a pit bull.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Where was I on this feedback thing? Oh, yeah, Selma says, does baked Alaska mean she's usually high?
Maybe.
Maybe it just means she's hot.
Can it just mean that? Can it just mean she was put in at 350 for 5 to 10? By the way, Sandra Bernhardt, listen to this. Woman's shelter cut headliner Sandra Bernhardt from its annual benefit after she said Sarah Palin would be gang raped if she visited New York. The comedian made the offensive remark last month during her one-woman show in Washington. Mm. Bernard, who is white, of course, said Palin would be gang raped by my big black brothers, end quote, during a diatribe attacking Palin for opposing abortion rights. What do you think? You were going to work at my woman's shelter. I heard you make a joke about rape, and that's totally no-no for a woman's shelter, and I think you're allowed censorship of that kind when it comes to things like
that.
It's fine, your party.
But if you haven't done any research on Sarah Bernhardt, because she is like Roseanne Barr. She is, like, there was a reason she was on that show.
I saw her in Hudson Hawk.
She is the...
Oliver?
I'm going to say the most inappropriate thing at the time. Right. So I understand that you have the right to, you know, this is... it's a woman's shelter, so you want, like, only positive things. First of all, why are you going for a comic? Because if you're a good female comic, you are going to say very inappropriate things, and some of them will include women. So you can't go for a comic. You have to go for another line of... celebrity or
maybe
something.
They were just taking what they could get, and then they were like, this might be more trouble than it's worth.
What can I tell you?
They could tell him, watch an episode of motherfucking Roseanne.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to see what she's about.
People were saying, by the way, the debate wasn't very fair because the woman moderator,
who should be vice president because she's awesome.
She was smarter than both of them, right?
Yeah.
Has a new book coming out called The Breakthrough, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama. And people thought, that's not bipartisanship.
Actually,
I didn't see, honestly, and I mean, I was looking for, I have a little bit of Republican bias, and I was looking for her to be biased, and I didn't see it at all.
She's just asking questions.
And right at the beginning, when they both didn't answer the fucking question, she's like, yeah, and you guys both didn't answer the question. Let's try another.
Right.
I also thought she was cool. Like, she let people.
And that loud, ridiculous jacket that she was wearing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What was that?
I loved it. I was like,
turquoise, shimmery zebra stripe. Yeah. She looked like Southern Baptist ready to go to choir.
You guys, you're so racist.
I know, but you know, she does.
I didn't say what color she was.
Wow.
She, yeah.
I was there.
Southern Baptist? Yeah. Does that mean black?
Absolutely.
Wow, someone needs to...
The other guy who hosted the first debate between the presidential candidates, he's the other host of NewsHour, Jim Lehrer. She hosts it when he's not there. But it's still called NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, which is weird. But I think they are both very good journalists. I think of the people who are on television, they definitely are the best as far as anchors.
I think that's okay, by the way, because if Keith and the Girl had a different host for a day, it's still fucking called Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, but she's like there half the time now because Jim Lehrer's getting pretty old.
Well, that might be a transition thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
And by the way, I was we had like a fake debate like in seventh grade or something. I had no idea what I was talking about, and the teacher obviously knew that. So he made me the moderator, right? Because then you have to figure out, like, you can only go twice back and forth, and I had to keep track of that. And I was like, I'm clearly getting the douchebag job because he knows I don't want to do the research on the different, you know, topics. And I practically, like, fucking fell asleep on the thing, and I was like, would you like to rebut? Would you like to rebut? And they're like, that's enough for rebuttals. I'm like, okay, then don't. I was like,
did you
worst.
Earn a solid C for that performance?
I don't fucking know.
I do wish that...
I was still not interested.
I do wish that she sort of made that... I mean, I guess they addressed each other, but even when they didn't answer questions, though, I really wish that she sort of pushed them to answer them. Both of them.
Well, there's only so much that you can do. It's a debate,
true.
So you're really showing your own... willingness to debate on the matter. She's just there to go, can you do this? Yes, you can.
But I think the avoiding of the questions is the reason that your voting plan wouldn't work.
They so avoided the question.
I think that's the reason the voting plan doesn't work. As much as I like the idea of people voting just based on what they think as far as issue-wise...
Well, that's why debating doesn't work. That's why commercials doesn't
but
work.
But debating... That's, the reason debating works is that now people have more of an idea of what person is in front of them when they see the name on the ticket. Like, that's really what it is. It's really to just look at that person for a certain amount of time.
Right, but that just means, like, who's pretty and who, you know, smiles too much and who's weird.
Well, I didn't know anything. I don't know. I didn't know anything about Joe Biden.
And now you know more.
And now I know a lot more. Now I know a lot more. By the way, Larry Flynt is using the power of porn to express his views on Sarah Palin. The Hustler founder and freedom of speech advocate has produced an X-rated movie using an adult film actress who resembles the Republican vice presidential candidate. Flynt's producers posted an anonymous help wanted ad on Craigslist in L.A. just days after the Republican convention, quote, looking for a Sarah Palin lookalike. For an adult film to be shot in the next 10 days, the actress would be paid $3,000 for the part.
That's it?
It's called Baked Alaska.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Where are some titles that they could be considering? Juno, You Want It? Northern XX Exposure? And then they talk about his past, of course. The movie, People vs. Larry Flynt. A great movie,
awesome
by the way.
Movie.
But I like political movies. the debate. Here's Ryan G. writing in. Regarding Palin, all in all, we have to admit, guys, she didn't do as bad as we thought she would. Palin was a lot more prepped. I was looking to see her act a total fool as well.
Come on.
You guys remember Saturday Night Live, that bit that they did, Lowered Expectations?
Mm. Yes. Exactly. As Matt TV, lowered expectations, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what, if we wanted to think that party is just super duper smart and just had her act a fool this whole time so that the minimum will be okay by the time she gets this. I know it's not that orchestrated, but if it was, I don't know.
Yeah, so...
I can't get over... I mean, she's like, it's like a farce. I can't even believe that it's happening. It's so funny that... if it even happens, it's, I have to, like, it's one of those things where, like, people find, like, people are able to cope with, like, tragedy. To me, her being the vice president of the United States is a national tragedy. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can cope with it is by laughing my ass off. Because it's, she's just ridiculous. She's ridiculous. She's an embarrassment to the country.
Well, I'll tell you really who won. Is. If you're like, who won the debate? Apparently, whatever your political party is. Because I'm watching the stuff that came on, you know, after the debate. I was definitely into it. I paid attention to every word. I rewound a couple times. If you're a Republican, not only did she do better than expected and didn't swallow her fists, she blew the fucking doors off the roof, and that fact cannot even be debated. If you're a Democrat, the way Joe Biden tore her apart and spit around, and it was, I'd make him president now.
I just want to let you know this.
How can you, like, you even say this stupidity? I will never, I remembered, and I know you're doing it to play the game, but I cannot vote for Rudolph Giuliani for anything, Lieberman for anything, when you said how incredible Palin did. You can play the game and not sound like a total jackass.
I think I was looking at the Forbes website, and I think even Forbes put Biden solidly ahead by later on in the night.
I like not a game changer. My favorite with the pundits is, oh, this debate was not a game changer until the end of the week when the polls say different, and then I'm going to be like, oh, no, I was on that side the whole time.
That's what I'm curious about, though. It's like, yeah, if she didn't win the debate, then I'm curious, did she bolster McCain's numbers? Did that hurt Obama's numbers with the swing voters who were expecting the train wreck that they just didn't see?
Well, according to the Ohio focus group on CNN, that wasn't actually true. But either way, it's still not a game changer. I'm just going to say it's not a game changer. These pundits have so much desire to not be wrong. They don't give a shit what they say into the camera. They just don't want to be wrong.
But about the...
They're about to be almost like politicians themselves?
They are politicians.
I think this is kind of like religion, where you're not really going to change anybody's mind. You're still kind of on the side of the person who...
I could be switched. Picks, you like.
Well, there are big issues that I assume you're not going to agree with, regardless of how this person speaks. There are certain issues where if you're anti-abortion, why would you vote for somebody who's so pro? If you're anti-gay
with the
marriage,
whole abortion
why would,
thing, though,
I know nobody's going to change anything, right. And I understand that. But going along that line of issues, right? If you have a list of issues that you're so hardcore into, it's not really going to matter how this person debates the issue. You just know they're on your side. It's, you know, if somebody is for your God, especially in this country, in the middle or in the South or wherever you want to...
The flyover states.
If somebody is very much for the God that you worship, sometimes that's it. That's it. So you're not really changing anybody's mind so bad.
I think you're even... And I know I just continuously say that the average person in the United States is kind of an idiot. I think you're even giving them way too much credit. They aren't even interested in even that. And that's why the Howard Stern stuff is so funny. Where you have these people just going out there and they're like, hey, you love Obama, right? You like how he chose Sarah Palin and right. Like how she's like pro-life and all that. Right. And but they just don't know. They don't know.
But it's in the same vein of whatever, however it is that you're deciding, that's how you're deciding, and you're not deciding based on this
right,
debate.
Right, exactly. The debate is not making a difference based on your decision. Like, it's not making you give a difference.
Because if you're deciding on who's prettier or who talks better, they already talked better. They're already prettier. And you know, whatever it is.
If you're deciding based on issues, you already know how each right. candidate stands. So they don't have to debate about it. You already know.
Jeremy says there's a newspaper in Canada that published a picture by accident of Tina Fey instead of Sarah Palin. How awesome is that? I didn't like Palin's folksiness from the get-go.
She was really hawking it, too.
Right?
Oh, it's terrible. I hate both of them when they do it.
Ask
Biden does
anybody
it,
anybody at a soccer game, and I bet they're going to tell
you. I didn't like even before that, when they shake
Maverick
hands.
Maverick this, Maverick that.
Although I did think that was funny, because it's like the Lone Rangers.
And
it's
can
plural
I call
Maverick.
You Joe?
Okay, right at the beginning,
can
I did not
Joe?
Like that.
Can I call you Joe Sixpack?
Leans in, says, hey, nice to meet you. Can I call you Joe? And he's taken aback, and he's like, yeah. And she goes, okay, thanks. And then he tries to talk a little more, and she looks away and walks away. And at the very end, she said something folksy to again, and then he's ready to talk some more, and she just turns away and walks away. Because, like, that was her obvious plan. Like, I'm a regular guy. Can I just call you Joe? It's nice to meet you. Yeah, do you want to? Whoa, I got to leave before I say something fucking stupid. But also, I noticed that it really rubbed me the wrong way.
I think that stuff like her folksiness, at least in fucking the Ohio people with the dials.
We're watching on CNN.
They love it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They love it. You know, any mother would say, and the fucking shit goes through the roof like, this is awesome. She's a mother. Wow.
She winked at me. Turned the knob. What do you guys think about that? I'm watching the Ohio voters, who, by the way, apparently are not for gay marriage. Holy shit. Did you notice this?
They hate gays.
For those who watch that bar, you know, they have a room full of Ohio undecided voters. How at this point you can be completely undecided is a little weird, but okay.
Right? Yeah.
So they have a knob, right? And as the candidate says something, whoever's talking, you would raise your knob or lower your knob. Then what's the question? They reset the knobs. And then when the answer starts, you have control of the knobs again.
Sort of like based on likability of the answer.
Yes. I find it completely ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's CNN that does this only. Because right. Like if you watch it on PBS, it's like just the debate. They don't show any of the stuff, which I find a little bit distracting, but it was fun last night.
It was fun because I've never seen it done before. I haven't been seeing it. But you know they're in a room looking at each other, looking at each other's test papers. You know, like, how do we feel about this, right? You know that. They're on these benches right next to each other. You know they're looking like, yeah, that was good, right?
See,
like,
not
one person can go, I disagree. They're idiots.
I don't even think it's that. I think they're just responding based on trigger words.
Women especially, quite frankly, to be honest, women have that, are that, agree with something the fastest and disagreed with something
the
fastest.
That's why they shouldn't have guns.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's because of trigger words. It's because of something like soccer mom. I agree with soccer mom. I'm a soccer mom. You know, like, things like that. Like, just emotional.
Campaign.
And I know that Palin is actually, you know, talking all folksy because of that. She thinks it's cute. She talks like that to her PTA meeting. And she talks like that to her hockey parents.
And they like that. I did get elected governor on that kind of stuff. And right. Now she's possibly going to be vice president. Unlikely, right. But possibly going to be vice president based on it.
Anytime I heard hockey moms, Joe Sixpack,
Maverick. So are you more disgusted with her or are you more disgusted with America?
America.
America. America, because, it, you know, women get rewarded
Don't
for dumb
the
shit.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I understand. Women get rewarded for dumb shit every day. I've gotten away with getting tickets. Good for me. Go fuck yourself. Make a decision and, you know, stop using your balls on it, you know? But whatever. So I understand. Like, if she's going to make that cheesy smile and that's what gets her shit, then that's what she's going to
use. I asked you this in the little chat, but how did you feel about her at making just about every line she could a soundbite?
You said that that's what we do on interviews.
That's what
nonsense.
You said you did.
No, I didn't. I said
you said
I would,
you treat it like every little whatever is going to be a soundbite, and that's...
I try. First of all, yes, I try for that. It's impossible to make that successful. I do not sound like that dumb bitch. That's A. And B, I'm not running for vice president. You're not asking me about the life and death of an unborn child. You're asking me how to sell a T-shirt better online. There's a difference.
Yeah,
I'm
selling
those two
an image, though.
But
I'm telling you that I'm selling an image. I'm telling you that I'm pushing my agenda. I'm telling you that this is nonsensical. I'm being honest and open about it. And you're being a reporter, we're doing the same thing to each other. When you're standing there on a podium that's very important and it's going to make decisions about my life, that's different. If you want to listen to the show, disagree with everything that I say, I'm not really going to affect you if you turn off your MP3 player or your computer. I no longer affect you.
I mean, it's also a situation where when Sarah Palin answers a question about health care or about Iraq with,
or doesn't
we need
answer
energy,
it.
We need energy independence, and I know about oil in Alaska, that's like him to getting an answer of, how did you guys start your podcast? Well, we sell T-shirts.
Right.
And you can get them at katg.com/store.
That was my third point, is
like,
I'm
it's
fucking
so
much
obvious.
Better at it.
Right, we would just be better at it. No, there is not any question that you should answer with get or done.
Which brings me just really quick, Brian, and hey guys, I'm a first-time listener. I'm not sure, this is on the feedback, I'm not sure how this works and how to find your store. I'm looking to purchase a couple shirts. Thanks, Lot M, Brian, whatever. And then like a couple minutes later, I'm looking at it. A minute and a half later, so I take it you guys either don't have a store or you're inconsiderate to interact with your fans. Good to know, asshole. Y'all just lost a listener.
It's that easy.
Sweet.
And so a minute and a half, see? I would have lost the vice presidency.
So you were wrong. Maybe this does change people, these debates. Any one stupid thing. She winked at me, I'm in. She didn't wink at me, you know. All
these
little things matter.
I was looking for the word soccer mom. Who says it first? She said it. That's who I'm voting for.
Yeah, and I also don't like how, like, her fucking smile drives me nuts because why don't you figure out when to use that smile and not use it when you're talking about Iraq and when you're talking about war and people possibly coming home or not coming home from it? Shut your fucking smile off.
What did you think about Biden's shark tooth shit eating grin every time he disagreed with anything she was saying?
It was obnoxious.
I'll tell you what I think.
It was obnoxious, and he laughed into the mic, which was obnoxious.
I don't like it, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand it too. It's a human reaction, but you're not. Your job is not to be up there and be human. You're supposed to be like PR trained to fucking look good. And
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Of
like,
everything that annoyed the fuck out of me about Biden, which he's a very vanilla, neutral candidate, which is why I think with Obama he was kind of a good choice. So it's not very much, but it's like, boy, of all the fucking things that absolutely annoyed me, it was like that grin of his, and I wish somebody, some handler of his would have told him, like, yeah, fucking don't do that. It makes you look like an ass.
I think that he is embarrassed that he's standing and thinking that he's talking to a little girl, and he wants to make it clear to the public, hey guys, I know this is stupid. It's a childish move, though.
It's a nonverbal move. Way of saying what she's saying right now is bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
But at the same time, that is the only I liked is that people are like, was he on weed? He's so mellow. I loved the way he talked. I loved
Me
it.
Me too.
And I would like to. It was straightforward and he explained shit. And I don't follow politics enough to know were all those lies? Because if everything he wasn't saying was a bunch of lies, he is so much better than Sarah Palin. I don't know. It's irrefutable. But I do understand his smile. To see Sarah Palin, to even compare the two smile. Her voice is fake. Her smile is fake. To giggle at, yes, we made a few blunders, and she puts all but puts those quotes on the word blunder. We made some blunders in Iraq, absolutely. We'd say some you say, we've all made blunders. I know as a hockey mom, I made a blunder and went to the wrong field one time. My son just died. My husband just died. Well, yes, I admit we made a few blunders. Wink. Quit fucking smiling. Quit. I need it explained. I don't understand, even when she first came out at the Republican convention, and people went, this girl has it together, it's a home run. This is where I don't see it. I don't see it. Finally, some straight talk. There was nothing normal. You would slap a friend in the mouth for talking to you the way she talked to everybody from day one. It's shocking to me. Now, his smile is nothing close to her whole face.
True, but I do have to agree. I have to say that, like, I think that Joe Biden's smile is really irritating, and I also think that it's irritating when either of them or any candidate does the whole I walk down Main Street, I meet, even though I really believe that, like, Joe Biden and Sarah Palin probably both really do eat at diners with regular people, right, and they are that kind of a person. Like,
I don't care.
But to me, it's like, quit, you know, pandering to me, okay?
Well,
you
Biden
know, granted,
pushed,
I don't do that, but still.
Biden pushed a little too much on the come to my neighborhood, who cares?
Right, true. But the thing that Biden did do that she never did all night is he succinctly, clearly laid down certain things. He would list certain things. He would say, I know that this is exactly how I feel about this issue and about, and he didn't do it all night, but he did it a few times, and Sarah Palin didn't do it at all, and I don't think she has done it at all, other than when talking to Katie Couric and saying something like over and over when asking if she said that Katie Couric asked her over and over, if there were a 15-year-old girl who was raped by her father, you would say that she can't get an abortion legally. And she kept just saying over and over, I would counsel her to choose life. And I believe that is an exact quotation, but you can check it. I would counsel her to choose life. And honestly, when you say that, the best thing was the Daily Show's response to that. Oh, so about your whole rape thing, you got any names picked out for the baby? Like, that's just
It's
incredibly insulting to the complex, emotional 21st century. I'm sorry. She's too folksy. She can't handle the modern world. She cannot. That's why she got a degree. And look, I know what it takes to get a degree in communications. And I'm not saying that you have to be the super smartest person, and I'm not saying that people who get it are stupid. But it's not like you're getting a degree in political science, or you're not getting a degree in law. You're not getting a degree anywhere else. And I'm not saying that if everybody has a degree in law, they're the smartest person. But she has a degree in communications, and it's a degree that you can absolutely, and I don't know the credentials of her schools, but there are many schools that you could bullshit through that degree. You really could. And it's, I can't even address how ridiculous she is. It's just insane.
Palin, you're not answering the questions, what the question was. And she goes, let me tell you something. I might not answer it the way you, the moderator, want me to answer it, or the way Joe Biden wants me to answer it. I'll answer this question by not saying anything relevant, the way the American people want, like right there, I want to slap you through my TV. That is disgusting pandering, and somebody out there is buying it. Yeah, answer the way I want. Then ask the question, you at home, you fucking idiot.
I'm telling you right now, if I were the moderator, I would have said, I am a person. I am a registered voter. This is the way I want the question answered.
Well, there was a point where I was in the kitchen for a second, and I missed what the question was, and I'm hearing Palin talk, and I come out, and I'm like, whatever the question is right now, this is not the answer.
I don't even know the question. I know she's wrong.
No, I told you, there is only one question that is the right answer to, and that is, how great is America?
Right. She's like, tell me how great America is.
Are you disappointed in Biden not having essentially a slam dunk against her? I mean, he definitely won, but it wasn't the fucking slam dunk it absolutely should have been.
I think he was very reserved.
Expected.
I think he was extremely, especially compared to anything else.
They were calling each other liars left and right. I thought it was a great debate as far as him not being reserved.
I don't understand what kind of slam dunk you're looking for. What I was looking for
is... He should have talked circles around her.
He mentioned Chad. He mentioned all sorts of different types of encampments in Afghanistan. She doesn't understand those.
The real bridge to nowhere.
Oh, the ultimate bridge to nowhere. It was awesome.
That was very funny. But I don't. I don't want them to fight with each other. I don't.
I turned it on.
That's not what I wanted.
I'm middle America. I want to see a train wreck.
I mean, yes, I would like it, but I don't think a slam dunk is just them fighting with each other. I think a slam dunk is close to what he did. I didn't like a couple things that he did, but it's close to what he did because when somebody asked him a question, it was like the perfect English way of saying it was just grammatically and just it was worded very well.
He's
it
a
was
politician.
That's what it,
no, it's true.
Usually politicians don't word things in a way that I enjoy.
Right, he's not flowery.
This was worded just simply and it was like as concise as possible and also just. I don't know. It was understandable. It made sense.
What did you think about the I feel like the only real slam dunk you had the whole time was the question about the role of vice president.
Sure. He said that anybody can be confused, but the vice president is in the executive branch. It is not in the legislative. It is only used in a case of emergency to break a tie in the Senate. And he was the only person who really knew the role of the vice president, and she did not.
Just stuff like that is like question, answer.
Right.
Like clear, good day.
Her answer was, well... As any mom knows that's been to a soccer field.
Right.
She said some shit about, and I hate it when she brings this up either, and I don't mean to bring up her children, but she's always concerned with everybody else's children, so I should. But either way, her whole thing is that, John asked me if I could head up an organization or something to look into special needs children in our schools. And as a conservative, you should be repulsed because special needs children in your school are against conservative values. They just are. They cost more money than regular children to educate. And it's one of those things that conservatism, if you understand the tenets of it, they don't coincide with a lot of other things that each of the parties do. I don't think that liberalism classically coincides with a lot of the economic responsibilities that the Democratic Party has taken on. But at the same time, it's a situation where Sarah Palin is really...
Republicans are against retards?
No, Republicans are against excessive spending. They're for fiscal responsibility, which is one thing that I am for. However, the idea that you need to have a coalition for specifically special needs children in education, as if it hasn't already existed, as if it's just been laid to waste over the years, just because some hockey mom has a child that has some sort of disability, that's insulting to the rest of the American public
it is,
who's been fighting
way,
this for years.
That's the way everybody thinks. It's my child and blah, 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 blah.
Sarah Palin, you're not answering these questions, and I don't think you know what you're talking about. Look, and then she said, this is a quote, I'm a Washington outsider. Now, I don't know how Washington works, and that's her folksy way of saying I'm just a part. I don't know how Washington works. I think that's important. I think that was your whole point against Obama, lack of experience. I don't know how these things work, or I don't even know. Is there a code? Do I need a code to get in the White House?
But
you're right.
She inserts the word maverick.
Right, but in addition to that, pick a motherfucking side. Your fucking state is either, like, just as good as every other state and you know how to run a country because of it, or you're just a hacky mom and that's why you're not answering the questions right. Pick a side. Don't be like a fucking little girl, like, I'm strong. You know, women could do anything, and then be like, oh, you know, I'm just a little girl, and start twirling your hair. Are you good enough for this, or are you just a hacky mom?
Yeah, right. it's It's terrible. I mean, you get a situation where she keeps saying over and over, and I know it's the language, it sort of drives me the wrong way, but when she says something like up there in Alaska over and over again, quit telling me about Alaska. 90% of the country doesn't give a shit about Alaska, and they've been embezzling money from us federally for years. You and we still don't care.
How about we just take that issue and put it on the windowsill and let it cool?
Oh, my God. So great.
Let me ask you this, Matt.
What is your Achilles heel? And Palin said, well, I remember when Adam and Eve first moved to this country, America. And I blah, blah, blah. I don't know my shit.
Matt, let me ask you, who do you think would make a better president in retrospect or looking forward, Palin or GW?
Oh, I mean, anything, like, I believe just that any option of what has happened right now as comparison to George W. Bush. However, it is funny that you asked that question, because I was just about to say that they run on the exact same platform. They say, I'm a Washington outsider. That's what Bush said. I don't know how Washington works. I'm a Washington outsider. Obviously, he doesn't know how Washington works. He proved it for 8 years.
Well, can
he
I just say exactly. that George W. Bush just proves that the president is really just a puppet, I think. So what's the difference? That's what comes to my head, and maybe I'm wrong. But when you say who would make a better president, I'm like, oh, yeah, it fucking doesn't matter.
I mean, the question is difficult to answer because it's not just George W. Bush. It's the entire administration that had existed under him, under both regimes. So that's why I can't really give you a real answer. However, I have to say that if I have to choose between I don't know what's going to happen or what's happened over the last 8 years, at least the I don't know what's going to happen has some sort of optimism. Do you understand my point?
Am I the only one that pictures President Bush being tucked in at night? Like really tucked in and go, did you brush your teeth, George? Yes, let me smell. Let me see. Ew! No, I did. I'm just kidding. Night-night, George. Joe Biden, though, I do have to say this, when he's like, America is ready today, America's ready to act. And I'm like, now? Kind of fucked up. Like, I'm on my fourth margarita. I'm a little fucked up, Joe. I don't know what I got to do.
I didn't know that Joe Biden had, like, I didn't know so much about his personal life, but him bringing up the fact that he had a wife and a son who had died.
Yeah.
That's him basically just throwing it in her face. It's like, look, you're not. It's not just because you have a vagina that you're a mother.
Well, he also said it. He followed it with so saying that only single moms like to raise kids by themselves. And I was like, well, that's a good point.
That was
like
where he got choked up a little bit when he was talking about it. Understandably, I still don't necessarily forgive him for it because he's still the same reason I wouldn't forgive a woman for
it. Right. I agree.
It's not a time
to cry.
Sure.
No matter what happens.
And I don't necessarily believe he was pandering for it either. I think it will be spun that way that's what happened. It very well could have been, but to me it seemed genuine. And
it seemed genuine.
I still think it was a little bit inappropriate.
Catch yourself and don't choke up.
By the way, Sarah Palin's writing in from my own ass, saying Keith's justice is genius. You know what? I take it all back. I didn't have all the facts. I like Sarah Palin. Keith Malley, Keith and the Girl for Sarah Palin.
I have to mention it. Where you played the clips of her on the Katie Couric interview and then immediately followed it with that woman, the Miss Teen South Carolina.
Such as.
It was the most. I couldn't get over that for a week.
Thank you.
It was so genius. I can't even deal with how
it
funny
hit me
that
in
was.
The same way. I was like, wow.
I couldn't breathe.
That's genius.
That's my goal, to kill our listeners. Thank you.
Because I wanted Sarah Palin to say U.S. Americans the phrase over and over again during the debate.
Or the Iraq.
The Iraq and South Africa. I think that U.S. Americans want us to drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, she said that.
Jesus.
Drill, baby, drill. And people weren't pleased with that.
No, I think that it was funny that Biden got it wrong and she corrected
it. That porno, drill, baby, drill.
I know. Oh, my God. How did Larry Flint not think of that?
The Sarah Palin porn. Our buddy Brian from Philly writing in saying, I will not listen again because you will not stop your talking and answer my question about a store. Which, by the way, Jeremy's saying, on the feedback page where you write, where you have to write in, there's a link right there to the fucking store. But anyway.
This goes back to the guy who's getting mad at me for not saying where the store is.
So, Hemda, are you just going to bitch at my honest question or provide me with accurate resources? Jesus, what's up your ass? Get off your rag. All I want to do was buy a fucking Who Are shirt. Jeez. You're a liar! You said you would quit listening. You said I lost you as a listener. Now we have to have a communique. Get out. Turn it off. Now, turn it off.
As soon as he turns it off, and I can feel it, I'm going to let you guys know where you can buy a Who Are t-shirt.
I do not want you to buy a shirt, Brian, with a capital N at the end.
If he purchases one, please do not send it to him.
I will not send it to you.
Please do not.
You, I will not. I'm saying ahead of time, and I will. If you sue me, I will take this to court, this audio recording. You will not get your shirt. You may not buy things from us. I know I just lost a $6,000 donation as well. Go fuck yourself. Turn it off, liar. Fucking liar. This is it. This is what we got to deal with in America, and I'm trying to give a shit.
It kills me. It kills me. Like, in the future, like, if Conan O'Brien is hosting the Tonight Show, and all of a sudden they have this new feedback system where you can literally communicate with Conan O'Brien while he's hosting the Tonight Show, do you really think that he should field questions about where you can buy merchandise for the Tonight Show during it? You assholes! You fucking assholes! I wanted to buy something. I had money. I wanted to buy it. Can you please stop what you're talking about and direct me toward the buying area?
It's so.
You're doing this shit so that you get money from me. I'm trying to give you money now. Quit acting like strings are attached to your hips and tell me where the store is.
Here's the best way to just sum this all up. Something dumb says, how do I send in feedback?
Right. By the way, I appreciated the work of Hannity and Combs following the debates. And what I appreciated what they did is that one wore a red tie and the other a blue. And I was able to know who's was on whose side. It didn't take long to figure out, and I really liked it. I think all politicians should have
either
to.
That, or just at least, or we were joking about it earlier. Either that, or you have to have a Mac if you're for the Democrats, or and you have a PC if you're for the Republicans.
I'm not being funny when I say this. If you had, and I'm not exaggerating either with my pick. If you had Paris Hilton for vice president, I honestly believe easily a third, if not a half, of America could defend that choice. I honestly think that. Do you think I'm being crazy?
Oh, I think a fifth of America can't find the map. United States on a world map.
What is that? Miss Carolina, right? Miss Teen Carolina, whatever. Miss Teen USA is California.
US Americans.
So everybody's amazed making fun of this girl, but we gloss over the fact that they took that question from somewhere, and I'm going to assume it's true. One-fifth of Americans cannot point out America on a world map. That is incredible. You don't know you know what I mean? The sides have parentheses. There's a dip in the middle.
How can they not know Florida?
There's a kick at the end in Florida.
How can they not know?
Right.
Just even in the area of Florida. Just point to Florida. That's in the United States.
We're the country with the dick out.
Yeah. We're like, look at this, world.
Sorry, I was still focusing on the dick. We have a pretty decent-sized dick, I think.
It's flaccid, but...
It is flaccid, but look at the other countries. Come on.
You know what, though? Florida is kind of like a flaccid dick, if you think about it, though.
Not with Viagra. My landlord, by the way, who's 80, was telling me about his sexcapades thanks to Viagra when he came down to finally talk to me about my flood damage. Thanks, Mr. Landlord. That was wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Did he say
that? And your leg infection. Awesome.
You think you're getting fucked? Oh, I'm getting fucked.
Did he say, oh, your flood damage isn't from what you think it is? I wrecked my waterbed.
Well, so there you go. You know what? Here's what I'm really going to do. And you guys know I'm not really sure how this works. When you vote, I'm going to vote for a third-party candidate, one of those crazies, thinking that my vote will actually solve something.
And which one of the
crazies?
How
does it work? Well, name anyone.
Mickey Mouse.
Ron Paul.
Not Ron Paul, that other one.
Ralph Nader.
I'll pick Ralph Nader because more people will vote for him than Ron Paul. So I'll go for.
But you want to pick the other two because more people are voting for each of them.
Well, I don't know how it works. I really don't know how it works.
Like, I don't think they get any more funding. I know you asked about that before. Right?
You don't think that's true at all?
No, I think that.
Do they get more taken more seriously? Yeah.
If everybody takes public funding, which I do disagree with Barack Obama not taking the public funding this year, I do think that he should have, and that would have been, I think, a more honest. Although I do think that the reason that he didn't is he believed that there would be some sort of weird bullshit that would come out of the Republican camp. And maybe he's smarter for doing so. Maybe he'll get elected for doing so. But I do think that I don't believe that if there is even a third party candidate, they get any more public funding than, say, the Republicans or Democrats. I don't know exactly for sure. Somebody can look it up on the internet, I guess. But I'm pretty sure that even if you voted 100 times over this time, the next time around, the Green Party candidate
would still be assessed with the same public funding as, say, the Democratic or Republican candidate. At least that's my hope as far as the public funding for them. Now, it may bring them to more public point of view. For example, if you really push hard, and let's say Ralph Nader gets like a huge percentage of the vote, way more than before, the public might take him more seriously, and the public might fund him more. Like, for example, the reason that Barack Obama raises more money than any other candidate in ever in history is that the public is basically funding his campaign. It's all small donation stuff. And even if it is small donations who work for lobbyists and stuff like that, it's not corporations the way that it would have been in the past.
Keith, honestly, have you been listening for the past 2 minutes?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so no. So if you vote for a... I'm going to go out on the limb.
Well, here's what I heard. I should have stopped
you sooner. Yay or nay, Matt. Yay or nay.
Here's what I heard. I heard, I don't know, and then you talk.
Let me explain why I don't know. I thought this was a pundit show.
That's a lot of talking for not knowing.
I was acting as a pundit. Am I not supposed to? Weren't we the pundits
for
today?
He's explaining to you his brain. And you should know better, okay? Mm. Just keep that in mind. Always See, talk in the way that people listen.
Kenda knows me. What's up, Tina? How you doing?
Good,
I was
going to
say it's rocking or it's kicking. One of the two.
Dina's here with us, of course. We haven't been able to talk to Dina for the last 2 weeks, actually. And when that happens, if it's not because Keith and the girl is on vacay or something like that, it's usually not great news. It's not like I didn't know. I had to figure out how to spend my lottery money.
What happened to you?
How's your life going, Dina?
Oh, it's all right. It's fine.
Feel like you have. You didn't tell me this, but I feel like you're having some kind of house drama. Is that true or not true? I get this
vibe.
Well,
last Friday was just bad. It's just wrong place, wrong time, bad situation. The weekend before, I got really drunk up in the Adirondacks, and I passed out before you guys called.
All right. Well, I'm not letting...
That sounds like home.
I'm not letting bad situation go. You know that, right? What happened last week?
I figured it was.
I figured as much.
It was like 11:30, quarter to 12 at night. I had been drinking for a couple hours. I went to take my garbage out. There's a drunk lady that lives a couple sections down. Started talking, and I just was like, ignored her, kind of, and she kept following me to my door. Drunk. Some black lady, drunk as hell. And I'm just like, Jesus. And I had spoken to her before, just like, hi, and stuff like that. So I'm just like, whatever. And then she's like, comes up to me, like, right behind me. So I quick get in the house. 5 minutes later, bang, 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 ding, 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 ringing on the doorbell. I open the door. She, like, pushes the door, like, kicks the door.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I, like, freaking get her out of there, and I was on the phone, so I hang up the phone, and it was in my hand. I'm telling her, get out of here. Go home, you drunk ass, or whatever. Turn around to go back to my house. She whaps me with her purse right in the back. Right? So I'm like, what the fuck? I wanted to turn around and fucking kill her. So just as I was about to turn around and like,
kill her.
Be like, what is your problem? She had been out there fucking causing trouble all night. So the cops show up, so I was just about to turn around, go back to my house, figuring I'm all good, and the cop made me fucking stand there, took my cell phone from me. You guys are calling, and my phone's ringing on the fucking back of the cop car. So I'm like, I said, Jesus, the best thing would be if I could just answer this fucking call, and you guys would be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, well, right now I'm being detained by the Albany police.
I'd talk to him on your behalf, absolutely.
I should have gotten him to talk to you guys. It would have been hilarious.
You have a very exciting life.
I didn't do
life.
Anything. She kept saying I was... fighting with her, and I just went and took my fuck. I said to the guy, I just went and took my garbage out. She was kicked my. You could see his big old footprint on my door, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. So I got. They let me go, but it was like hour and a half later. You know what I mean? So
wow,
we're like peas in a pod. We have that neighbor problem too. Oh my goodness,
she lives by the queen of everything.
I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, we were having a wedding. Both things. That Ian didn't enjoy it all in any way.
I thought that, you know, I thought I would have popped that dude in the face.
All right, well, here's the question for advice we have for you. One question today, Dina. It starts like this, dear Dina. It then continues like this. My name is Bruce. I am 22, and I just started grad school. I've been dating someone for 2 years now. She's great and has been great through my college career. She's been patient during my times where I isolate myself to study and write for my classes. Here's the thing. The girl's a bit older than me. She's 24. He's 22. She's 24. And she never went to college at all. She has no goal that includes going to college either. My issue is that I'm starting to feel a distance between her and me because of it. I feel like we're going different paths, and she is not relating at all to anything that I am going through. Am I being a snob, or is this something that makes sense? I don't want to make a rash decision and regret it later. Please help, Bruce.
Well, you say you're going two different paths, but you kind of are really. If you don't go to college and get education and to get that whatever job he's going for, because she's just working like every other normal person. I think he's being a snob, honestly, in my opinion.
I do.
He probably thinks she's not good enough because she didn't go to grad school. She didn't write her fucking thesis and shit.
Yeah. What can't they either can't relate? I feel. Because they just can't relate. Like, what else is there? You can't relate about how many molecules are in carbon monoxide? What can't you talk, you know?
No, I think I can see some of it. Like,
he's holding on because she's waiting for the big old paycheck to come.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I feel like there's an ambition that exists when you really try to push yourself to educate yourself. And that it's really hard to reconcile sometimes where you come from with what you've become based on how you've chosen paths in your life, whether it has to do with choosing to be more educated or choosing to go live in another country or choosing to do what have you, where that can be a huge divide because your perspective on the world changes drastically. And it can be in a situation where maybe initially he thought it would work out, but if he can't reconcile it, it's not going to work, period. Maybe he is being a snob, but if he can't get over that fact,
then he has to find another snob.
Right. Well, he has to find somebody at least who has a similar position to him. It doesn't necessarily have to be a snob.
She could probably just say, like, you know, I want to go out again. It's like, no, I got to study more bullshit that won't matter in life at all. And then I want to do something totally different. So I'm wasting a lot of money.
Well, he doesn't recognize the fact that she's sacrificing for him by, like, having to deal with the fact that her boyfriend's not around because he's studying all the time. But now all of a sudden it's all her fault because she doesn't want to go get an education.
However, no.
There's two sides to this.
No offense, but like just because you waited out something, that doesn't mean it's yours. Just because you're okay with the silence.
You do deserve a little bit of like respect for that.
No, you don't. People don't. It's not a matter of deserving after you put your time in all the time. Sometimes, yes, you put your time in and maybe this. But you're 22 years old or you're 24 years old, however the fuck old you are, you've been in a relationship. If it doesn't work, this guy does not owe you anything because you were quiet while he studied.
That's true. That's very fair.
Sorry.
I think also...
Move on. It's not working. And this question just means it's not working.
Exactly. I mean, he's not going to be able to reconcile it. He's got to find somebody who has a more similar point of view of his him. Obviously, it's to the point where it's not like they just can't decide on which pizzeria to go to. It's more like he wants to go have wine and she wants to go get trashed at the local watering hole.
Matt,
which
can you be with
sometimes
somebody,
are both great.
Can you be with somebody who doesn't have a degree at all?
You know what I relate this to?
Who doesn't have a degree at all?
One yes, second, I can. Matt. You know what I think, what I'm getting from this? Well, I guess you just answered. But what I'm getting from this is like when you have somebody stay at your house and you're going out working and you come home. And did they go look for a job today? No, they're sitting there watching TV. You're upset because this person didn't struggle like you also.
Right. It's
you know
a
what
resentment
I mean?
That exists.
It's
for
a resentment,
sure.
And he's got to bust his ass doing tests, and she doesn't.
Right, but it's a resentment that exists. That is his problem.
Agreed.
To be fair, it is his problem. But at the same time, he's not going to be able to reconcile it. He's got to just work it out where he's going to be able to be with somebody who maybe, I mean... Maybe it has to do with something fucking political. Maybe she's voting for Sarah Palin, and he's like, I can't. How can I deal with this? Because we get into political arguments all the time. But if it's something more that's more simple, where he feels like, you know, she wants to go down to the local watering hole, and he wants to go to like some fancy restaurant, that's going to be a harder one to reconcile. Now, to be fair, I got to say this, and I'm not, and this just comes from experience. A guy would be far more willing to just do whatever the girl wanted to do in most cases, as far as if she wanted to go to a fancy restaurant or she wanted to go do this, to a certain point, maybe he's been doing that and now he's fed up with it. And it's really his own fault for putting up with it for this long.
Not to put you on the spot, Potato, but she's in the room and I'm wondering if you have an opinion on this at all because you're in your second year of college. Would it at all be something that you think about, like the experience that you're having right now, do you think that you would need to date someone with that experience, or you don't care?
I don't care. As long as you're smart, it doesn't really matter. You can be smart in different ways. You don't need to go to school to be smart.
But I never went to school. I think I hold my own with Matt and Spooky.
Like, when my mom was in college and my dad wasn't in college, there was, like, a rift between them because he was kind of, like, I guess he was kind of, like, jealous that she got to go to school because my dad was, like, my dad has, like, dyslexia and he was, like, really uneducated because he was an immigrant. My mom was always, like, a studious person. And so, like, that's what brought them apart because he, like, wanted to be as smart as her, but he, like, mentally couldn't and whatever. So I could see how that could be a problem.
See, but that comes from the initial... That comes from within.
The question is, like, also, who's, like, she's, like, helping him get through grad school by...
Yeah, she's not. She's shutting the fuck up when she needs to. Whatever. That's like me. That's like me. If Keith and I went through different... we're going for different career paths, and I was going to be a singer, and he was going to be a stand-up comic, let's say, and he needed me to not come into the room for the hour that he was studying his stand-up comedy, and I'm like, but I was out of the room for an hour. Like, go fucking... Okay. I was out of the room for an hour. I'm like, oh, I'm writing a song. And we've been through this where it's like, I'm going to need some silence for a while. Like, I had to write a song for... There was, like, a deadline. He has a deadline, whatever. And we kept out of each other's way for that long. Do I own his shit now?
But didn't he say, like, the problem was that she, like, couldn't relate to his experiences?
Factor. That's true.
So is it just, like... he said that she couldn't relate to his experiences. So he's just like, why? I had a hard professor or something. And she's like, well, professors are silly. Or well,
and she puts on that voice is so annoying.
But maybe it's him being like, oh, I was at this awesome party and I did all this stuff. And maybe she's partied, but she hasn't experienced it in the collegiate like realm where it's like there's
being
a bunch
the only
of
girl at the frat party
is, exactly I mean it could be anything. I mean, I do think the frat parties contribute to a lot of rape, but maybe he's
wow,
like you've never been to a rape frat
hi.
Or frat rape.
How are you, Spooky? Can you date someone without a degree?
Yes, I think it's a lot different. I think a girl can climb a social ladder a lot easier than a guy
wow.
can.
Wow! Anyone else want to tell a rape joke? Wow!
I think that maybe you'd be surprised by all of our answers to that, but I think one of the things is that even if you, like, even as much as I value education, and I think stupid people, you know, should have less of a vote to a certain degree, and the only solace I take in and the only solace I take in that they don't is that the fact that they probably aren't going to cast it right or count it right anyway. But other than that, I think as Emmy said, it's perfect. It's like you can be smart in a lot of other ways. It's very, very possible. You don't have to, on paper, be the smartest person in the world. You can be a thinking, cognitive person and being thoughtful and making judgments based on your own experiences and different interests.
You know what he's going to do? This guy who wrote the letter, he's going to have her listen to this, and based on the response, this is what I think you should do. Have her listen to it. Based on her response to what we're saying about education, that's whether you stay with her or not. And I need a follow-up. Thank you very much.
If she says...
Just take her to a frat party and leave her.
You know,
oh!
That's awesome.
If she says, if her response is, clowns are people too, then...
Well, there you go. Thank you so much, Dina, for helping another life, and I'm glad that you're not in jail again.
Can I just quickly say, while Dina's still on the phone, there's a meetup happening pretty soon that Dina might be involved with, and it's getting to be a pretty huge meetup. It's on the 25th of October, and it's going to see Christian Finnegan in a free show in Philly.
Oh, he's recording his TV special, right?
Right. So you get to be in the audience. It's absolutely free. And somebody contacted Christian Finnegan, and somehow they're getting tickets together or something. Like, he's working with them on it, something like that.
Cool.
It's at least a dozen people going. People are flying in from other states and stuff. So if you want to be a part of it...
And there's certainly going to be an orgy. I'm sorry, continue.
No, there will be. No, there will be.
I'm not trying to sell it.
So anyway, if you want to be a part of that, keithandthegirl.com/forums. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Philly, the most attractive city in the nation, right?
Hey, we're bringing the attractive people in, okay?
Quantity goes up, quality can go down.
Wow, I'm not coming to your orgies. Anyway, so
one
Dina,
city, I'll tell you that.
Is it true that you're really thinking of going to that meetup?
I have to actually be down there like that. I have to go down for my brother. He's getting surgery. I'm going to go down that Sunday. He's getting surgery Monday. I'm going to be there for like 2 more days. I might just extend it if I can get my boss to say, yeah, but...
Cool.
If I can't, I mean, I'll just extend it through the end of the week and stay the weekend, drive back on Sunday.
So,
is your brother in Philly?
Yeah, right in Philly.
All right, well, listen, if you do stay for that week, you got to stop by the show and do a live.
Absolutely. I know. I said I just got to get my boss okay.
Okay.
Like two, three more days for me. And my boss is a douche, so let's see what happens.
By the way, Brian from Philly, since you're listening, and I know you are because I keep getting feedbacks and I keep deleting them, but here's the latest one. By the way, Keith, calling your cell a, I guess what you sell, a business? Ha! That's laughable at best. What you just said on the air about not accepting my money and selling me shit, that's potential fraud, and I'll gladly see you in court, asshole. I closed this whole site, so don't even bother reading. Liar! You're hearing this, you fucking liar, and you are not invited to this Philly show.
Oh, my God. Just as you're saying it, and he said I closed everything. What a fucking moron. You can't close everything and then hit send, but okay, whatever. I will not be attending. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's how I'm reading
this
shit now.
So, what is it? Lynch Brian on Friday, then go to Christian Finnegan on Saturday? Is that how it's looking?
Now we got a weekend.
You show up in your Who Are t-shirts.
Lynch the fucker's ass, then go to the show on Saturday. Sounds good.
Oh,
I
man.
I gotta get this time off now.
Thank you very much, Dina.
All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, night. There you go. I love her, Dina.
I really think that Keith's in love with Dina.
I like her very much.
I have to be okay with it. I just, there's nothing else for me to do.
Well, you're married now, so.
He's got to be in love with somebody, right?
Things start getting stale, they say, a month after the marriage, right? You got to spice it up.
30-day itch.
By the way, getting back to religion, winding this up, the Last Supper, the Leonardo da Vinci famous painting. They're not eating bread or lamb as previously thought, but rather they are eating slices of eel garnished with orange slices.
Oh, great. Now slices Keith wants to go.
That's the opinion of an art historian. It was restored, the painting, and somehow it's clearer now, and they could see that Jesus was passing around eel.
Do you think that Da Vinci in the afterlife is like, these fuckers, I made them sit, stand so still for so long, and nobody thought it was eel this whole goddamn time?
I
guess not.
Can you buy that in New York? I'm curious. Has anybody tried eel with oranges or whatever?
God.
Oh, you know what, by the way?
Hey, if it's good enough for Jesus, come on.
I got
good enough for the United States of America.
I should be at McDonald's.
I can't give away more, but I will give away this. Salvia is coming to
a Keith and the Girl show near you.
That's right. That's right. We're getting salvia. That's the drug that it's legal because the government doesn't really understand it yet, I guess. I don't know why this thing's legal. YouTube some of this shit. Holy balls. One guy thought somebody wrote me and said, my brother took this recently. He thought he was a snail for 3 years long. Meanwhile, it only lasted 15 minutes. That is amazing. Have you taken that or seen somebody?
No, Sam.
Pass that to her.
I'm sorry.
Sam has, and she said, like it's, like, only minutes, but it feels like years, and that, like, your mind is going through so much, but you can't physically move.
Wow,
she
yeah.
She never wants to
like
do it again.
But
she loves mushrooms, so it's, like, more intense than mushrooms.
Wow. Yeah, I hear it last, like, some people say 15 minutes, some people say 3 to 4 minutes, but to them, it's so long, and you see it. People are retarded. There was a YouTube video, we're just randomly looking at things, and it's a guy in the car, and he goes, I'm going to drive on this shit, and you're like, holy fuck, everybody's going to die. He takes it, his keys fall out of his hands onto the ground, and goes, okay, mission aborted. Oh, fuck. Starts wigging out. Then he starts freaking the fuck out, looking out the front windshield. His friend pans the camera over, and it's a cat perched on this thing. And you can tell he thinks this is some kind of monster. I'm excited. We'll have to wait till we come back, but it'll be here while we're in England. So, yeah, I'm a little excited.
Speaking of which, I just want to point out keithandthegirl.com/events. We have 2 meetups while we're away. One in England, one in London. October 11th, it's going to be a live show. Come to dinner at 7 o'clock. Live show starts at 9. Make sure you get seats, so come early. Also, the Israeli meetup finally has a place. I finally got my shit together. Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m., we're going to meet in Tel Aviv. It's a place called Black Bar and Burger in the Kenyon Azraeli on the first floor. Now, that probably just made no sense to anybody but people from Tel Aviv and Israel. But all that stuff
no
is...
No bombs, please.
It's keithandthegirl.com/events, including the venue's information and address and times and all that stuff. And also how to get in free to the live event.
There's an iPhone application I got that it's kind of like the weather. It shows rainy and stuff. But for Israel, it shows chance of bombing, 42%, things like that.
When you guys are in TA,
right?
As a friend of ours likes to refer to it as, you think you're going to run into Deuce and his wife?
I don't know. I can't tell. He came last
year. Really? You can't tell?
I can't. What do you think?
You say yes.
The way he stays away from the forum so much, you think he's not going to show up? Really?
You think he is?
I know he is.
You think he's going to?
I would bet money he absolutely will be there.
Keith, thinking he's not.
I'm going to bet you $20 because A, I'd happily pay $20 to see Deuce. And B, in a country that I can easily escape from. And B, he'll probably will show up just so I lose $20. So it's like I'm paying somebody else $20 so he shows up. Either way, I paid $20. I'd give it to him. I was going to say something else. Let me see. Oh, somebody posted this just now. Pat from St. John's. I'm searching my salvia tip on YouTube. I'll search it. Search my salvia trip on YouTube, he means. Type in Pat on salvia. It's the scariest shit ever. By the way, they compare it to weed, but stronger. It's like acid, and nobody has a good trip on it, it seems like, even though it's so short. He said, I felt like I was literally paint drying on a wall for 2 years, but it was only 2 minutes. It was so scary. Don't do it. I'm in! Holy ball, way to sell it!
This shit has got to give you brain damage.
You thought...
It has to.
You thought that you were paint drying. Your friend's talking to you, like, hey, you fucked up? You're answering them, but you still thought you were paint.
Something dumb is saying that Deuce will show up disguised as Philly Suns.
Uh-huh. We all know what that is.
He just has a mustache and glasses.
I just want to quickly also say something about Israel. My brother Andrew, who's never been on the show and kind of wanted to stay anonymous when I first started this, is now kind of putting himself out there on the web more and really wants to do a show with Keith and the Girl with my brother Michael. And so it would be the first time that all three Kalili kids will be in the same room. But it will be hard for us to record in Israel. So if somebody's listening to this and has the equipment and we can, you know, borrow your studio for a second, I'd like to record while in Israel about our trip. And so just if you can call...
like in somebody's studio, in somebody's house or wherever they do it.
Yeah, wherever, like, you know, we have our studio here and we'd be taking over your studio, I guess. So
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, 646-502-8682. Drop us a line, and hopefully we'll be able to record something. I mean, we're going to try to record anyway. I just think that's going to be an easier way to do it. It's very difficult to get my brother Andrew available for this kind of thing, so because we don't live in the same state. So,
right.
Help.
Just remember, her brother Michael's a drunk. You need to have your liquor cabinet stocked.
and we'll figure out if Andrew is, too.
Matthew Bray, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Potato, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Spooky. You rounded it out.
Oh, quickly. Oh, also, I'm sorry. One more thing. I thought this was funny. And since Potato is here for a second, if you can pass her the mic for just another second. She recently, I hope you don't mind me saying this. I don't think you do. She recently entered another writing contest. She usually wins these things because she's a fucking incredible writer. She also writes the show notes for us and does the pictures. And she wins that contest every single day. So she...
It's like a T-ball match.
I just want you to talk a little bit about this one. You lost out to somebody who's... What was their...
The Italian matzo ball.
She lost out to a story called The Italian Matzo Ball.
Well, you know what? Matzo balls are usually Jewish.
That's a joke. It was a funny story contest.
I like it.
So wait, it was a funny story contest. What was your story about?
My story was about a teenage prostitute who was jerking a guy off in a library, and the librarian comes and, like, interrupts them, and she throws an Encyclopedia Britannica E at the librarian and kills her.
Now, there's two things on this. That's hilarious, obviously. How did you lose that?
First, I take it back. You win. And you're 19 now, aren't you, you little pervert? Yeah.
And second, she was telling us that was inspired by how Keith used to get beat up by the encyclopedia by his dad.
Was it the letter S? Is that what she got beat up by?
Yeah, and this one was E, though, because she's a girl, and so I knew it had to be, like, lighter, and the S was
the thing. The S is the thing, because I would have been like, bullshit!
So did you post this story on your blog?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you give... Because I think this story needs to be read, because who doesn't want to read about jerking off in the library while encyclopedias are being thrown? Tell us your site.
Maggotsandtenderloin.com.
Thank you. Go over there and read it and leave her a comment or whatever. Let her know what you think.
We'll see you guys in England. We'll see you in Israel. The rest of the shows from, you know, selected segments from the 74-hour podcast will be playing while we're gone. And then we'll see you in a little bit. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. Have a great weekend.
Caligula.com.